I'm Jeff Cohen with WNPR News. The state is gearing up to release new data on police traffic stops and racial disparities. In advance of that release, we're taking a closer look at the interactions between police and the people they pull over. In this first in a series, I spoke with a man who's suing the Bridgeport police for an allegedly unlawful search. It was a year ago. The Little League game was over, the dinner at Beverly's Pizza was complete, and Woodrow Vereen was driving his two young boys across Bridgeport for an ice cream at Rita's when he coasted through a yellow light. That's when he saw police cruisers with their sirens on. He pulled over to let them pass.
And I was surprised that they pulled behind me.
But the yellow light was just the beginning. Vereen, who is black, didn't have proof of insurance. He was in his wife's car, and she had left the new paperwork on the kitchen table at home. Two officers were there, Keith Ruffin and Carlos Vasquez. Eventually, Ruffin started with a question.
Is there anything illegal in the car? Do you have any weapons in the car? And I said, no. Why do you ask that?
And another.
And he was like, do you mind if I search the car? And I said, well, yeah, I do mind if you search the car.
Then a directive.
He's like, can you step out of the car, please, kind of abruptly.
And a pat down.
And then he said, put your hands on the trunk. And I looked, and I paused, but I was afraid to do anything else. And then I make eye contact with my sons, who are now turned around out of their car seat looking in the rear view, like, Daddy, is everything okay? So I'm talking to them, like, you know, wording, everything's fine, you know, I'm fine, just talking to the officer.
And a search of his car.
He's all in the glove compartment, everything looking all in there. Doesn't even acknowledge the kids, say, how you doing, nothing like that.
And then it was over.
And then he just comes back to the car and says, here's a ticket, you can dispute it in court, have a good day.
Vereen did dispute the ticket. His lawyer says a judge threw it out, but it's not the ticket that bothers him. It's the alleged conduct of the police.
I felt like I had no power in front of my sons, and I felt like I was almost emasculated in front of them in a way. They were doing what they wanted to do, hoping to find something, and they didn't.
Dan Barrett is Vereen's attorney. He's also the legal director for the ACLU of Connecticut. He's filed suit in federal court alleging that Bridgeport officers violated Vereen's constitutional rights when they searched him and his car.
You know, anyone who's watched a police drama on television could walk you through and say, gee, don't the police need a reason before they pull somebody out, frisk them, and then search the car? And the answer is yes. It's that magical phrase, probable cause.
Vereen's complaint alleges violations of federal law, but the state has its own law called the Alvin W. Penn Racial Profiling Prohibition Act. It prohibits law enforcement from stopping, detaining, or searching motorists when the stop is motivated by things such as race. Now departments collect data about their traffic stops for the state to analyze. Michael Lawler is the governor's undersecretary for criminal justice issues. He says there have long been anecdotes that minorities got different treatment than their white peers during traffic stops. Now, in some departments, there's data to back it up.
These are just data, right? And they show that there's something unusual in certain places. It doesn't mean that it's racial profiling or racism or racial bias or implicit bias. It means that there's something different. And why that is needs to be determined.
Last year, the first analysis involved 620,000 stops in the year ending September 30th, 2014. It found evidence to show that some departments in the state treated racial and ethnic minorities differently than their white peers during traffic stops. As for Bridgeport, last year's report showed that while the city had a relatively low rate of stopping drivers, it had a high rate of searching cars once they're stopped. Statewide, 2.9% of traffic stops resulted in searches. In Bridgeport, more than 11% did. Vereen, who works for the state judicial department and is also a music minister in two churches, suspects that the fact that he's black played a role. That night, back in 2015, Vereen ended up taking his boys to get that ice cream they wanted. And the next morning, he woke up in time to hear his three-year-old explain the stop to his mother.
And Dad, and they took him out of the car, and they said, Dad, you know, you got to get out. And then they started touching him, and they would pat him. And then they said, you got to stand over there. And they were in the car, and they were bad. You know, and he's three. And that's what he, you know, took from that experience.
Vereen says he could have walked away from the incident, but he says that because of his sons, he can't.
I need to let them know that they don't need to accept disrespect. And if they feel like they've been violated, they are respectful. And there are ways that you can, you know, bring that to light.
A spokesman for the city of Bridgeport declined to comment other than to say that, quote, we stand by the actions of the Bridgeport police officers involved in this complaint. The city, which isn't a defendant in the case, says it will respond in court. The officers also declined to comment. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.